Rome's Pontifical Ateneum University hosted an all-day conference today looking at theoretical and practical aspects of state funding for Catholic schools. Under the sponsorship of the Faculty of Canon Law and with the cooperation of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, scholars from all around the world participated in the study day. The moderator of academic research at the Acton Institute, Dr. Samuel Gregg, was one of the participants. He told us one of the aims of the conference was to place the problem of state funding for Catholic schools in a historical perspective.
Well, of course, the Acton Institute believes in a free and virtuous society that is very much formed and based on Christian anthropology and natural law. We would actually argue that many Western Europeans have simply become accepting of the state playing a very large role in pretty much every aspect of their life, is in many respects actually quite contrary to the history of the way that the Church has dealt with and thought about many of these questions. Because remember that Catholicism is the institution and the religion that is most responsible for desacralizing the state. It was Christianity, after all, when it declared that Caesar was not a god, that literally created a revolution in the way that people think about the relationship between the temporal order and the spiritual order. And we think that this issue of state funding very much reflects upon some of these eternal issues. And in many respects, what we're trying to do is to remind Catholics throughout the world, not just in America and Western Europe, but throughout the world, of what their own tradition and history say about these things.